This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm here in the studio with
Arvini Braj.
It's Monday, the 14th of June. It is 12:38, coming up to 12:39 here in the studio. It's getting a little bit less bright outside. I'm expecting a little bit of rain, perhaps around 1 o'clock-ish, something like that. Anyway, enough of me waffling on. Let's have an update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvind Yuvaraj.
So it is up by 0.53% at 1,583 points. Active stocks are Cyberdynamic, K&M Group, and Priceworth International. The ringgit is at 4.11 against the US dollar, 3.17 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.10 against the Sing dollar.
Thank you very much for that, sir. Now, as we know, there are a bunch of vaccines out there already. A number of them, 6 or 7, perhaps even 8 or 9. Some are allegedly more effective than others, but as we've said many, many times, the best vaccine is the one that you can get in your arm right now. Made in Malaysia COVID-19 vaccines could be a reality in the future, as the Institute for Medical Research is currently developing 2 types of vaccines, according to the health ministry. So the minister, Datuk Sri Dr. Adam Baba, has said that 2 vaccines being developed by the researchers are the ribonucleic acid vaccine, or messenger RNA vaccine, and inactivated vaccine types. Here's a quote. The development of Malaysian vaccines is a national aspiration as a result of the National Science Council meeting in August of last year. The National Vaccine Development Roadmap is being drafted and is taking into account the country's capabilities in research, clinical studies and manufacturing. The roadmap involves various ministries, including the Health, Science, Technology and Innovation and the Higher Education Ministries, according to Dr. Adam yesterday. It's an effort to increase vaccine development capacity for future pandemic preparations. Traditional vaccines use small doses of the virus that are introduced into the body to trigger the immune system. We know that. Inactivated vaccines kill the pathogen or modify it in such a way that it cannot replicate, while mRNA vaccines teach the body cells how to make a protein that triggers an immune response. The Health Ministry, through the Institute for Clinical Research Malaysia, was constantly strengthening clinical research capabilities, he added. To date, the Health Ministry has conducted clinical studies on 15 types of vaccine, including COVID-19 vaccines, with the clinical research launched earlier this year being the first for a COVID-19 vaccine. He went on to say various negotiations were also underway for Malaysia to participate in more clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine involving various types, such as the mRNA inactivated vaccine and non-replicating viral vectors. So I guess the more vaccines, the better, I suppose. I mean, which will lead us on to our next story in a little while, where we're talking about this cocktail of vaccines.
Mixing vaccines and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you take one vaccine and you get injected by that, and a couple of weeks or months later, you get in more on that in a couple of minutes. But yeah, I mean, it feels like, again, it's like, why are you telling us this now? I mean, why couldn't we have been informed about this a little bit earlier that, you know, we're actually doing something towards creating our own vaccine? I don't know.
I mean, what you say is true, that like the more the merrier, and the more vaccines to go around, especially we have a surplus or adequate supply and stuff. My only thing is, and just this is just like a personal opinion, whenever I hear anything to do with the vaccines or local vaccine rollouts, I'm just like, I'm just hoping like 150% of all resources are going towards rolling out the vaccines that we currently have, and are just going out by the hundreds of thousands, and that number keeps going up daily. So that, because we're all racing for herd immunity. We've seen those charts that show us, like, you know, if we have this number, then we're going to reach it by this time next year, and we all want it to happen sooner. So those are my only thoughts. I'm like, you know, good, whatever it is, but I'm just hoping whatever resources are out there is going towards the rollout that's already underway.
I mean, I know that herd immunity thing confused me as well, because as I was saying to you earlier on today, I have a vaccine scheduled. My first injection will be towards the end of July, and it's AstraZeneca. And I believe, how many weeks is it before you get your second dose?
12.
Right. So my second dose will arrive in October. And I live in KL. And I know there's a bunch of people all signed up for that period.
Yep.
So technically, my personal immunity won't be around until October. Yet we're being told that herd immunity will be here by August.
So that's the other thing, the definition of herd immunity. Does it only consider the first dose? Like, is that enough? So is it because you've got your first dose, so you are included in the percentage of people who have gained, who have contributed to herd immunity, or must you have both doses?
That's my question. And again, that goes back to what the doctor was saying just a few moments ago about this confusion, this idea of what's right and what's wrong, and stress levels come up, and I need to take some micro steps. My first micro step is to play some music from Doris Troy with Gonna Get My Baby Back. And if you want to contribute to the conversation, please do let us know. 0187-89899. Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. When we come back, final story of the day. Fancy a vaccine cocktail? We'll be right back about that here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.